Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. In our small business spotlight today, we're going to be talking with Lauren Campbell of Lauren Campbell Photography, all about what is it that she does and why does she do what she does and how did she get started doing what she does. And with a name like Lauren Campbell Photography, you know it's got to be about photography. Welcome, Lauren.
Thanks so much.
Have you here. So, obviously, first question, as you stand in our spotlight for small business today, how'd you get started doing this?
Well, there's a few different origin points.
Sure.
So one was as a small child playing photo studio with friends in the basement at daycare. So
really, photo studio?
Yes,
with friends?
that was you know, getting dressed up and pretend taking photos. Of course, this was the film era, so we didn't actually get to take any photos.
Right. Yeah.
But that was an early start. My photography classes at Dowling High School, where I graduated from in 2002.
Very nice.
And then lots of great family friends that kept asking me to take their photos. And when I was getting more phone calls for photography than to hang out with friends, I realized that I might be onto something.
Yeah, this might work.
Yeah.
How long were you doing it without a brick and mortar location? Probably out of your home, right?
Yeah, for a good number of years. When I made my business a legal business, I did sublease from a studio was located in Clive and then later into Urbandale, I believe. And then when I bought my house in Windsor Heights, I brought it back into my house. And then a year ago, April, we opened a studio right in Windsor Heights on University.
Yes, and that is such an interesting block right there between all the different types of businesses in that, like, 60, 70 feet.
Yeah, absolutely. Between, there's the tailor shop, there's us.
Right, there's an Oriental tailor shop.
Yep.
There is an Arabic barber shop.
Yep.
There is a, you guys,
yep.
Lauren Campbell Photography. There's Michael Becker and Becker's Fine Stringed Instruments.
Yep.
There is the French guy, David Baruthio, in Baru 60. It's like the United Nations in about 75 feet.
Well, you can make a great date of it between getting your suit tailored, go out for a nice dinner, and stop by for a portrait.
There you go. Lauren Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Lauren Campbell Photography. And James, your husband, he sometimes helps out a little bit.
He absolutely does. If it's not behind the camera, it's being my biggest cheerleader and taking care of stuff at home so that I can neglect it in order to take on more clients.
Now, you've got an interesting business model. Not only do you take photos, you know, all kinds of things, but you also have a unique business model. Why don't you explain that part?
Yeah, absolutely. So my business is a part-time business. I have a full-time job, and I'm not alone that way. There's a lot of photographers and other creative types that have the 9-to-5 gig and then a side job as well. And so when I outgrew our house, my business was too big, too much to be still in our home. I knew I wanted a studio, but it didn't make sense on paper paying for a studio that I was only using 8 hours a week. And so I didn't want to have to raise my prices in order to accommodate that studio. So I subleased to several other photographers and a couple other creative types, like a cake baker.
There you go.
Who use the studio. They schedule it online.
What does a cake baker do in a photography studio?
So she has a certified in-home kitchen that she can bake from. But when wedding clients want to do cake tastings, a lot of cafes don't want you bringing in outside food, of course. So she hosts the cake tasting in the studio.
Which is kind of cool for you because maybe you can snag them for the bridal photography.
Exactly. And sometimes there's leftovers, so it's sweet on both ends.
Yeah, well, you got to look out for the leftovers. Lauren Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, she is in our small business spotlight. Lauren Campbell Photography. So you sublease this to other photographers and a cake baker.
Yep. And we had a yoga instructor for a while.
Yeah.
And so it's a place where people can meet with clients. We have a consultation area with couches, a big TV, We have a shooting space, a nice bathroom. People have hosted LuLaRoe clothing parties there. They've hosted Tupperware parties.
It's
LuLaRoe, yeah. So it's like, think of a Tupperware party. It's a home party type where they sell stuff. So
I'll take your word for it.
It's available for private events too. So like bridal showers, baby showers, and stuff
really?
Too. Yeah,
it's kind of a neat idea. So it keeps your costs down.
It does.
You know, so you can keep on doing this. When you do photography for your business, what's your favorite kind of stuff to do? I mean, is it the portraits, the business stuff? Is it the weddings? What is it?
You know, it seems to change and shift seasonally. I'm very fortunate that I have several incredible weddings this year, including three this month that I'm very excited about. And so I'm super into weddings right now.
Right.
But I also have some senior photos coming up too, the senior portraits, including my stepdaughter, Saffron. It's her senior year at Dowling Catholic as well.
Saffron's wild about me.
Oh, she does not care for that song. But yes, senior portraits are really exciting to me. I've got family photos this time of year. So it just kind of varies. In those winter months, I love when people bring me their squishy newborn for some new photos. So
squishy newborns.
Oh, they're the best, yes.
And I suspect that, you know, child photography takes on a certain talent, doesn't it?
It does, it does. One thing that parents often remark on is my patience. And I remind them that the amount of patience they need for a whole day, I just have to squeeze into for 1 hour.
There you go.
So, but yeah, lots of patience helps with small children.
And product photography, have you ever done that kind of stuff? Like, you know, you're going to shoot packaging and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've done some. I've got some friends that own a soap company, so I've done a lot of their product photography.
Nice.
And for a few other local small businesses. And then I also partner with a commercial studio that's called Main Street, M-A-I-N-E, Street Studios, that's run by Fritz Nordegren. And he does a lot more commercial models, catalog work out of his studio as well.
Got it. So wherever it is, you go.
Oh, exactly.
What's more popular with brides I would suspect you can, if you get the engagement photos, which some brides do that, what's popular with those? I mean, is the outside setting seems to be kind of hot?
Yeah, definitely. I think engagement photos on location in Des Moines is always really popular. I like the engagement photos because it gives me a chance to know the bride and groom and see how they work together and see what I need to do to get the best from them on their wedding day. But, you know, the East Village is so popular. Grays Lake, Walnut Woods State Park. I was just there this weekend. Waterworks Park. There's so many great spots in Des Moines for photos. And what's nice is how close everything is. We can hit up East Village, Women in Achievement Bridge, and the Capitol
within
30 minutes and get three very distinct looks.
Right. Have you ever shot a wedding or engagement photo at the Nomad over across the street from our studio?
I have. I have a couple of times.
Yep. Okay.
It's very popular. And so one thing when couples want to go there, I always remind them that if it's prom season, homecoming season, or just a nice day, it's such a popular location that you might have some photo bombers in our images as well.
That's kind of fun, though.
Yeah.
What the heck, you know? Everybody gets into the party that way. Her name is Lauren Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, and it's Lauren Campbell Photography. What's the address for your place?
We're at 6571 University in Windsor Heights.
There you go. Right along the main drag there in Windsor Heights. And you have parking out in front of your store.
We do.
How about that?
I know. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just people pull up and it's kind of fun. What about the future with this? You're young and you've been doing this for a long time since you guys were doing photography rather than playing with Tinker Toys. so what do you want to do? What do you want to grow into?
Oh man, I still haven't figured out what I want to be when I grow up, but I have a great balance right now between my day job and the creativity I can use there, as well as Lauren Campbell Photography. So in the future, I'd love to be able to help more brides and grooms as they plan their big day, and You know, as people start bringing me their, you know, I took photos of child number one and then, then child number two and now child number three coming back for newborn photos. That's a great feeling.
One of the things I think that's always interesting when we talk to photographers, because we do some photography through our advertising agency as well. But one of the things is how it's changed so much. I mean, now with digital photography and you can enhance, you can see what you're shot almost immediately. Some people still prefer the old film way. Did you work with film in the early days?
I did. In fact, that's where I spent most of my time when I was in high school, was in the dark room developing black and white film. Spent lots of my hard-earned babysitting money at Christian Photo buying film and buying paper to print. So film's still a hobby of mine, but it definitely is a different shooting mindset when you only have 24 images that you can put on a roll of film. Right. You have to be very intentional with every single shot.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like family photography and getting your three-year-old to smile, sometimes I use a method called spray and pray, which is you're going to take 40 pictures, bam, 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 and one of them the kid's smiling.
And you can do that, of course, with digital photography.
Exactly.
Yeah, my good friends over there, Christian Photography, we buy all of our equipment over there simply because it's local, and I never have to feel bad if something goes wrong or I can't work something. I can always take it over to those guys. A third generation, by the way, is working over there now.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't say, oh, I bought this at a big box store. What's wrong with it? I bought it there. And they always, always take care of you.
They have phenomenal service. And the other thing I love, too, is that the people working there are shooting weddings. They're shooting families. They're using the same gear that I use. So it's not just, oh, well, we read this report that X or Y is better. It's, no, this is what I use. This is what I do.
Very nice. Lauren Campbell Photography in our Small Business Spotlight. We will have links to her website so you can find out more about her on the radio blog. Thanks for doing this. See, this was not hard.
This was great.
This is just having a conversation, you
this
know, just kind of hanging out and doing that. Thank you
awesome.
So much for doing this.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. It is Lauren Campbell Photography. We will have, once again, links to all of that. If you missed all or any part of this interview, we will have it up on our podcast page. All right. We've got to sneak on out of here. A reminder, programming reminder. Tomorrow we are not in because it is Rosh Hashanah. If you are celebrating, L'Shana Tova to you. It is the Jewish New Year, 5778. And all this time you thought it was 2017. That's quite a story. Someday I'll share. All right, we're out of here. We're on our way to Mason City, to one of only 10 active synagogues in all of Iowa, Adas Israel, for services there. Have yourself a wonderful evening. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening and a great tomorrow. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.